a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dujanovic. KSL's top national story. Special coverage with Dave and Dujanovic.
We want to talk about one of our top national stories right now. 21-year-old arrested in Florida for oversleeping on his first day of jury duty, Dave.
I was going to say, if oversleeping were a crime, every one of my kids would be in jail. Every single one of them would be in jail. But this is a really, really interesting story, Debbie. Sleeping through jury duty, the punishment was monstrous, too. 10 days in jail, 1 year probation, 10-minute talk once a week to prospective jurors just so they know how important it is to show up for jury duty.
I was surprised the judge threw the book at him the way he did. 10 days in jail. This kid had no criminal history at all, no record whatsoever. Now he has a mugshot. He's been fingerprinted. He's been entered into the FBI database.
What is
somebody
this?
With a criminal record?
What is this judge doing? This is absolutely insane. Sleeping through jury duty at 21. I'm impressed even knew jury duty existed. Was this way too harsh? Yeah, absolutely. No prior record, no history of missing previous jury duties. Come on, judge. This is why you have slap on the wrist sentences.
Now, this happened in Florida, but we wanted to know what would happen in Utah if a 21-year-old kid slept through his alarm and didn't show up for jury duty. In fact, the jury had already been seated. This wasn't jury selection. Let's be clear about this. This was jury duty. They're getting ready to hear the case. Let's get the spokesperson for the Utah courts on the line with us live. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Jeff Fatah, the spokesperson for district court here throughout Utah. So have we had a similar case here? I think I recall something like this happening up in Summit County where a bunch of jurors failed to show up for jury selection a few years ago.
Yeah, so it was about a year ago. We actually had a trial involving the rape of a child, and there were three criminal defendants up in Park City. And yeah, we did have several people that just didn't show up for jury selection that morning, even though they were repeatedly notified. They did not contact the courts, and so they were called in. And that's an extreme case. We've never seen anything quite like that before.
How often does this happen in Utah, and what are some of the penalties? People just not showing up for jury duty.
Sure. Here in Utah, I don't think you would see something like the situation in Florida. We've never had anything like that happen here. And I think the main reason is because we work closely with people who get called for jury duty, and we give them several chances. We try to be as understanding as possible, keeping in mind that, you know, jury duty is a serious thing, and our justice system cannot function without people serving jury duty. But that said, I mean, if they have, you know, a scheduling conflict, I think in this particular case, I think the young man was taking care of his grandfather. We do have an exception here in the state of Utah for extreme inconvenience. And it's pretty typical that people that have that circumstance where they're taking care of a sick child or an elderly adult can be excused for jury duty.
Jeff Fattah is a spokesperson for the district court here in the state of Utah. We're talking about the 21-year-old who overslept, slept through his alarm, missed it, and then ended up missing jury duty. We're curious about, you know, what happens here in Utah. This case is out of Florida, but it caught my attention this morning because I was surprised that the judge threw him in jail for 10 days, Jeff. That sounded a little bit extreme for a kid who has no criminal history, seemed to be doing the right thing, taking care of grandpa. But here's where I think the 21-year-old messed up. He didn't call the court or the court's clerk to say, hey, I overslept, I'm going to be late for jury duty. I have learned, right, after getting notice after notice after notice to serve on jury duty, the one thing you don't want to do is go AWOL on the court.
Absolutely. We try to be as understanding as possible that people have their lives and they have demands of work and family. And we really do encourage people that if you get called for jury duty and you just can't make it, or you have any concerns or questions, you can always call us. Don't ignore the notice. You'll get repeated notices, but call in. Just maintain that line of communication with us, and we try to be as understanding as possible. And if you can't serve on that particular day, we can defer it. So, I mean, there are options.
Oh, lovely. I get deferred.
You'll get hit up again, don't worry. How many people get reached out to, say, every month or every year, and how many people actually serve on a jury? Is this something that is in the thousands?
Yeah, I mean, to give you a sense, I was able to at least pull some numbers from 3rd District, and 3rd District is Salt Lake, Tooele, and Summit counties, and we actually handle about 80% of all court cases in the state here in 3rd District. And I managed to pull those numbers, and we usually call about 1,300 people a month for jury service, just for jury selection,
wow,
the initial process. And out of those, we usually bring in about 10 or 20 a month for people who just don't communicate or just don't respond. And it's what we call an order to show cause, and basically is a summons to appear before a judge and explain why they're just not responding to us.
That's a very small fraction. That surprises me. If you're reaching out to, say, 1,300 people a month and only 10 or 20 people give you a reason to raise an eyebrow, that seems like pretty high compliance rate.
Yeah, I think we're lucky here in the state of Utah that we have citizens and residents that really do take jury service seriously and are responsive. And like I said, not all of those people are going to be expected to show up. They're just put on notice that they may be called in for jury duty. But then again, I think the key is if you have any concerns, to call us and let us know. I think in terms of penalties, I don't think anybody can remember the last time somebody was actually thrown in jail for failing to appear for jury duty. But we do have judges that will impose community service hours or a fine. That's pretty typical.
Jeff Fattah is a spokesperson for the district court here in the state of Utah. We're talking about jury duty and how a 21-year-old Florida man got tossed in jail because he didn't show up for trial when he was seated on the jury. Jeff, this all leads me to my next question, is when people don't show up, I know you call them in. How do you do that? Because scammers really take advantage of this jury duty scam that's been going on for years and years. And when they call people up, they threaten to come after them if they don't wire money and that kind of thing. I mean, how do you go about your business there at the court so we don't all get taken along the way?
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up. We will never call and threaten people with jail time. We will never call and threaten people with arrest. Most of our initial contact with individuals is by the mail. So we mail out cards and let them know that they need to call in and call a number and respond that way. Once they get called in for jury duty and they get seated on a jury, then we will call. I mean, so we've already made initial contact with them. They know who we are. Just to avoid incidents like that where people just get random calls saying that they failed to report for jury duty and that they're going to face a fine, we would never do that.
Jeff Fattah, thank you so much for joining us, Communications Director for the courts. Thank you. And Debbie, I was really quite surprised if in just these areas, Tooele, Salt Lake County, if they're putting out 1,300 requests for jurors and only 10 or 20 don't show up, that's pretty amazing. That's a great number, less than 1%.
I want to know why they keep hitting me up. I feel like every time I walk to the mailbox, there's another summons in there to serve. And then you got to call. You got to call and make sure. And Dave, I get nervous.
Why are you so lucky? I am begging to serve on jury. I'm dying for it. And I cannot get in.
You know what happened the last time I walked in for jury duty?
Did they just point, like, out?
Get to the door. Yeah, there's the door. Leave.
Get out of here. We know what you do.
We know you.
Persona non grata.
Get out. You're not serving on jury duty. Not today, anyway. No, it was unlucky because I happen to know the defendant personally. When I walked in the court, he's like, hey, Deb. I'm like, hey.
Oh, hey. Should I just turn around now or do you want to officially dismiss me?
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.